We have David Ivan, who is with from did a study. He's with MSU Extension, and he worked. He got a big grant from the Kellogg Foundation to go and find out why cities under 50,000, why some succeed and move forward and some don't. And as you know, Marquette County and Marquette City has had a whole number of recognitions as one of those cities, and we were included in his study. So we've asked him to come up and talk to us about what he found out about other cities across the country and what he found out about Marquette. So it should be interesting to find out what his metrics that he's used, what makes a community succeed, and what are some of the things we should look down the road to prevent and do. So it could be an interesting evening with him. He's a good speaker. And so he'll be here next Monday night, David Ivan from MSU. And he'd studied for 4 years, traveled all around the country with this grant, actually going into the cities, talking to the mayors, the city managers, and the people, and looking at what they had. And why is it that some cities keep moving forward and other cities don't?
And we are doing pretty well, all things considered, in our little neck of the woods here. I mean, it's interesting that he would include us in that study. But, you know, Marquette in this area has kind of been a... I mean, there's been problems, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's been economic issues and economic struggles, but it seems that we've had an opportunity to almost shield ourselves to a certain degree. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, partially, yes. I mean, we you know, our minerals industry is still moving forward, and we have, you know, medical, and we have the university. But he also talks about people. People do make a difference. And if you look at the things that do happen in communities, it's very often that a group of people say, let's have this, you know, the No Cayman on,
right,
or let's have the bike race or whatever it is. They pull things together and keep the city moving forward, even the city governments, things of that nature. So it'll be interesting to see what he has to talk about.
Do you know, in the context of his study that he did of our area, that was it Marquette proper, or did he kind of take in the entire region? Because when you're looking at a 50,000 population, you know, you could factor in the surrounding communities here, and at least the townships.
Well, it's the city that brings him in, but then obviously it's what else goes on around that city. And I'm quite certain that he looked, you know, he probably made himself a map and looked at what he was going to do. But you also have to include the region, because it's the region here. I mean, you look at the townships, you know, when you think about Marquette. I mean, right now in Marquette County, for example, if you put Chocolate Township, Marquette Township, and Marquette City together, it's about 48% of the population of the county.
And then factor in, as we talked about, you know, the iron ore industry and whatnot, you know, that's not Marquette proper. So you really, that is a key employer, though, and a key factor here.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Cliffs, I mean, you think about it, 1,500 employees. Mm-hmm. I mean, that good, you know, substantial positions. That's a huge impact. And people travel now. It's not like 100 years ago, you know, you didn't move out of your community, but now people go from here to there. Well, and so it'll be interesting to see what metrics he's used and what I'm sort of interested to see what he's got to say.
I think it's safe to say, I mean, you know, the communities that are in the immediate area are reliant upon one another on a lot of different levels. And that kind of makes this area, I would think, to a certain degree, unique.
It could be. As a matter of fact, it'll be interesting to know if we have even more reliance on that with one another. I think we probably do. I mean, we're 64,000 now in the county. And then not only the county, but also, you know, when you start thinking about the central UP, you know, you got Delta County, and you move on up to Baraga, Houghton, Menominee County. You know, it's become thinking about regions.
Sounds like, all of them have been interesting this year as far as the speakers go. But this one really does kind of chime in as to folks, I think, would really probably find out things about our community and about our area that they may not know.
Yeah, well, as I said before, you know, we try to do something on a real local, and this is somebody who's come. He's done this national study, but he's included us in that national study, and so his speech, I'm quite certain he's going to address and make it specific to us. Here's what, you know, about the area, the community.
Are you familiar with any of the other communities that he may have studied?
Not offhand, okay. But I saw the thing, but I just didn't pay attention.
But they're similar in size.
They're similar in size across the country.
So now we're looking at next Monday. What is the process for folks to get signed? They got to do it before Monday. So.
Yes, they got to do it by Friday. So the quicker, the better. And you also have to make a food selection. Just go online, www.MarquetteEconomicClub, one word, and .org, and you can register. and you have to make a selection also. You have to decide whether you want a steak, chicken, or fish. But just do it. It's very simple to do, but we have to have a count. And our crowds have been very good lately, and we're very pleased by that. And so this person really is going to – will have, I think, a message for us to talk about why what we can do, what we've been doing, mm-hmm. what he's finding around the country. It's always good to have a comparison of yourself. And so we're anxious to hear what he's got to say.
Well, the other thing too here, and the unique thing about the Economic Club is you don't have to be a member per se to be a part of the dinner and a part of the speech.
Right. We have our members and we have our sponsors, which is good. It helps keep the club moving. But also we permit people just to come and enjoy the evening.
So. And, of course, the schedule for the evening is what?
6 o'clock, we have a social hour, which a lot of people talk about the networking that goes on there right. and the contacts they made. 7, we have dinner. 8 o'clock, then we have the speaker with Q&A, and we always insist, and we always get out from Monday Night Football by 9. But anyway, but we do we talk to the speakers. We say, look, we want comments, but we also want an opportunity for question and answers by the people. And then we always find that after the meeting's over, people always hang around and talk to the speaker because they've got this or they got that comment or they want to know about this or that or other contacts. So,
and this is taking place exactly where?
At the Ramada Inn in Marquette. And we usually meet on the third Monday, but because it's Christmas, we're meeting on the second Monday in December, and then we go back to our regular schedule.
November, December kind of louse you up some years,
yeah,
don't they?
Yeah, it does. Well, the high holy days in November for deer season, and then Christmas.
You accommodate.
We accommodate. We understand.
So again, go online. You can go to Marquette. What is it? Marquette
Economic Club. One word.
Yep.
www.marquetteeconomicclub.org and just register.